Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar daily, first thing before you do other things. After receiving from this Turning Point audio, go to or turn to Turning Point Video, Turning Point Prayer Hub, via our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram platforms. 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Sing the song, pray the prayer, prophesy over the day as God leads us through His Holy Spirit. TPGF and listeners in countries with different time zones, if you can wake up to join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, please do. If you cannot, then whenever you wake up in your country or where you are, listen to this ministration first on your phone. Then go to our YouTube or Facebook to do the prayer hub. Listen to our daily radio broadcast as well on the YouTube and Facebook platforms. Welcome to Friday, the first day in the month, the fifth month of the year. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. The first day in the fifth month is a prophetic gateway. Number 5 symbolizes grace, favor, and empowerment. Gently raise your right hand up and spread out your 5 fingers. Count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Say grace. Say it again. Say grace. Lay that right hand on your bosom. I mean your heart. And let me pray. This new month, grace will speak for you louder than your effort. Grace and favor will override your struggles. This month of grace, you will struggle less and yet achieve more. This fifth month, God's hand will rest on you. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46, God's hand came on Elijah the prophet, who was running on his feet and outrun King Ahab, riding on the horse to enter the city. May that same hand of God rest on you this month. You will outrun, outpace, outsell, outscore all your contenders. Where others struggle, grace will distinguish you and your children. Where doors have been shut, grace will open it for you. This month, I speak with an anointed tongue to your life. Grace will amplify your result beyond your labor. Keep that right hand on your chest. I've not finished prayer. Let me make more declaration. 5 is God's number for grace. Receive grace for speed, grace for access, grace for restoration, grace for compensation, and grace for completion. What has been delayed in your life will answer to grace for you this month. You will enter doors you did not knock. No matter how strong the wind blows, a river will never flow backward. I declare over you and all yours, forward ever, backward never. Despite the economic situation, you will make it bigger and better this month. I prophesy more money, more resources, huge sales, greater patronage, and good health, supernatural connection for you in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, this shall be your best month so far this year. Listen to this instruction. It is not for everybody. It's only for 5 people that we do this in the first fifth month. Let 5 persons in month 5. Yes, 5 persons only among all the TPGF and listeners worldwide whose faith agrees and have the capacity to do. 5 persons that will not complain, that call for seed and sacrifice is too much on this platform to sow what I call exceptional sacrificial seed. Exceptional. Different from the tithe. Different from the seed of 555 we are sowing, different from what we do in the crossover night yesterday, to sow another seed, first day in the fifth month, a seed of 5,111 naira, 11 kobo, or its equivalent for those in diaspora, 511111, 5 ones, first day in the month, and it's not for everyone, I repeat. Only 5 whose faith connect to it, exceptional seed for exceptional intervention or result. Let's see what will follow. Please tie some exceptional specific issues to this exceptional seed. Send in your testimonies when you begin to see strange and fearful results. Right? May one burn people. Your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live to your full old age in good health, in prosperity and power. In Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Oh, we prayed long prayers today. Being the first day in the month. It's okay. God will give speedy answers to our prayers. First issue today. To God be the glory. I send the message Daddy asked us to send and wish five persons well, as Daddy instructed. And one person sent me 100,000 naira without asking for it. Wow. Obeying divine and inspired instructions paid. You will receive more. Wow. So many people's testimonies are streaming in for obeying the instruction of sending. I just want to check on you message to five people. The five persons I ask to make exceptional see today, we see what will follow. We are still on in the week of questions and answers. So let me find questions and situations to treat. One, please, what do I do with the term paper I use for prophetic action of today, 30th of April? Wow, throw it away. Also, the stick or the broomstick you broke. It is fake prophetic action. Throw them away and watch out the kind of breakthrough that will start coming your way in Jesus' name. Next, sir, you mentioned on the 27th that no more delay programs holding today should be viewed from all Living Spring Chapel centers across the country, and our pastors at these centers should make sure it is well done. But you didn't mention it again the second day, the 28th of April. Sir, please, people like me living in Akpata, can I go to the Eagles Height Assembly in our Uliole Center instead of coming to Dominion City Headquarters? Please verify, sir. Wow. Oh, no. All centers in Ibadan, we gather in Dominion City at 8 a.m. this morning. Only Living Spring Chapel centers in other cities and other states of the country, we go to their centers and watch and be connected there. No more delay annual program will be live streamed to the whole world. So all listeners in diaspora, other cities, other countries, connect through our YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, and also TikTok. Next, good morning, Pastor. Please advise someone who wants to abandon his means of livelihood here in order to travel through the desert to a foreign country for greener grass. He will be lucky if not harmed or even killed. Please treat. It's very urgent, sir. Wow. Are there Nigerians still going through the desert and Atlantic Ocean illegally, seeking greener grass, despite all the horrifying and horrible sights we regularly watch of returnees on the television? Wow. Why are people so desperate? May I say again today, I advise all Africans, especially Nigerians, young Nigerians, not to take the risk or going through the irregular or illegal routes to foreign countries, all in the name of seeking for greener grass. They have been deceived. Going through Sahara Desert, many migrants never come out alive. Countries like Oman, Libya, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Algeria, Morocco, to mention a few. Please, for your own sake, stop these blind suicidal journeys. Countries like Canada, UK, Europe, USA, Australia, EU nations are okay, but do so legally, either through study visas, skilled workers, sponsorship programs, etc., etc. I said my own, let whoever has ear to hear, listen. Listeners with experience, please send your own counsel to these desperate Nigerians, so that we can tell them what is happening. Please, I will read it out here. Let those who have ears hear. Let those that are so desperate, ignorant youth, let them hear. Right? We will do more tomorrow. Send your own questions and situations for teaching and for counseling. Please rebroadcast this. Today, May 1, is the first No More Delay service I have been announcing from 8 a.m. this morning. Today is public holiday in Nigeria, Labor or Worker Day, Workers' Day. Walk free, traffic free. Arrive early to Dominion City, Ibadan. June 12th will be the second, no more delay, and that one will operate from Goshenland Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos. Connect online. Please do so, and Living Springers, go to your assemblies to be a part of it. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership, commitment seed, and the seed of 555 we are sowing this month. Do so as soon as you can. All in diaspora, do yours as God may lay in your hand. We never force, we never solicit, we never coerce anyone to tithe or give on this platform. We teach the truth, the whole truth, and we encourage listeners to do as God once says on their own volition. So tithe, battle, Thanksgiving seed, the seed of 555, the exceptional seed I ask that we sow this morning are all voluntary. For those who believe and have faith and see the power of God in action, if you do what others do, you will see what they are seeing. I speak to everyone's life. This month has opened for you. Oh, it will keep opened. Showers of blessing, divine backing, exceptional and unusual results will be your portion this month. No one will die. No one will be consoled. The grace of God is sufficient for you. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Have a happy month. Bye.